I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 306. Good doesn't always feel good. The COVID crisis has taken a toll on people well beyond the virus itself. The stories we're hearing about addictions, violence, and relational strife are off the charts. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? A nurse in our congregation recently had a 51-year-old male who was in the hospital because he started using drugs for the first time to cope with the crisis. He got addicted to heroin and went to the hospital in a health emergency. He started detox, but he decided the detox was too hard, so he checked himself out, AMA, against medical advice. As our nurse walked him to the door, he said, "I can't believe this is my life. I've never used drugs before, and now I'm addicted to heroin, and it's going to kill me. But I'm checking myself out of the hospital against medical advice to go shoot up again." She said, "Well, it doesn't have to be that way. You have a choice." And he said, "No, it's too hard." And he walked out the door to pump more poison into his bloodstream. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, and pray a prayer with you, and close with a challenge to love God and love others better today. What a sad and tragic story. But friends, good doesn't always feel good. And that's true in our walk with God. In Colossians chapter 3, Paul uses phrases like, "Put to death what is earthly in you." In Romans 6, we have the image of our old self being crucified with him. Now, those are hard, harsh terms, not feel-good fluffy. So think back to our story. Detox is hard. Withdrawals can include paranoia, anger, anxiety, sweats, depression, insomnia, and more. It's not a quick process, and we're all better now. It's a long journey. But it promises life on the other side if you'll stay with it. The pain means the toxins are leaving the body so it can heal. And as we grow in Jesus, God is doing his good work in us, but good doesn't always feel good. The Holy Spirit is helping us to overcome our egos, our selfish desires, our propensity to lie, hurt, slander, gossip, worship at the altar of money or fame. Detox isn't fun or easy. Our self wants it, all of it, now. And the Holy Spirit is creating a new you in Christ. But good doesn't always feel good at the time. Here's the great question. What good thing might God be trying to produce in you right now that doesn't necessarily feel good while he's doing it? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Father, sometimes I can't understand how you can bring beauty from the ashes of my life. I struggle to trust you with the broken pieces. You say in your word that without faith it's impossible to please you, and I want to please you. I want to trust you. I want you to make me more like Jesus and use my trials for my good and for your glory. Help me to believe the promise of Romans 8:28, that you're working all things together for good. And I pray it in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 307. And in the meantime, what if the pain you feel is part of the process of healing and growth for you? Hang in there. Keep seeking the things above. Live in love, and the fruit and faithfulness will come. Salvation is free. It's never earned, and it's always a gift. And living out our salvation, now that means abiding, putting some things to death, working it out as Paul wrote, and recognizing that it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. But good doesn't always feel good.